Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. And welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. We are on our number 5 cause of cravings. So listen in. We're going to talk about the number 5 cause of the 7 causes of cravings. And we're going to be focused more on the sugar and carb cravings, the things that are the foods that really utilize artificial sweeteners. So if you're really struggling with cravings, you might want to think about the amount of artificial sweeteners you're consuming. Artificial sweeteners are just a substitute for sugar. And even though they have very little or no calories, they also don't have any nutrition. And is something that seems harmless because it's made from plants, herbs, and even sugar. We do find that sweet sensation that you get so used to complicates things and can cause problems. So you can go all the way back to 1890 when the FDA approved saccharin, our first artificial sweetener. And at that time, it was 200 to 700 times sweeter than sugar. And then you can fast forward today to our most recent approval by the FDA in 2014 of Advantame, and it is 20,000 times sweeter than sugar. So you can see there's a great big mix of a variety of different sweetness that the artificial sweeteners provide. And really what it's doing is just getting your palate so accustomed to sweet things that it's hard to go without having something sweet. We do find that if you substitute artificial sweeteners for sugar, you do have weight loss because you're getting less calories in because it has very little calories or no calories. But just because the calories doesn't mean it's not changing things about your body that it's still contributing to your weight. I get super concerned when someone is consuming a lot of drink mixes in all of their fluids. So that is a quick way to get a large amount of artificial sweeteners in, is just every time you drink something, it has an artificially sweetened and flavored additive to it. It's already in a lot of the foods, the sugar-free gelatins, puddings, yogurts. It's in our protein shakes and protein bars. It's also in vitamins and medications, gum, cereal. It's also in our oral care products like toothpastes and mouthwashes, in our juices, the diet juices, and of course, diet soft drinks or sparkling waters. All those things make it so easy to get a large amount in a day's time. So if you're really consuming a lot of those, what should you be thinking about? What does the research say? All the way from 2008 to 2018, they have found in these studies that artificial sweeteners was connected to sugar cravings and dependence. One study with rats, it was cocaine addicted rats and non-addicted rats, and they fed them cocaine water and saccharin water. And by the end of the study, even the cocaine addicted rats were preferring the saccharin water. So kind of scary how addicted they can be. It impairs caloric compensation with increased appetite. So your body is thinking you eating something sweet and it should be rising the blood sugar. Just like we talked about in video 3, that increase in the blood sugar is not seen when you've got a sweet taste and you have artificial sweeteners, because it's not going to rise the blood sugar. So it's going to increase the appetite because your body needs thinks it needs to increase that blood sugar. And then increased consumption, weight gain, glucose intolerance. So just like we talked about in video three, how the glucose whole thing works, that whole thing, your body can be more intolerant to those because of the artificial sweeteners. Then in 2014, they started doing things on the gut and the gut microbiome and our gut bacteria, and finding the artificial sweeteners actually alter those and cause a dysbiosis. So just like we talked about in video four, that gut imbalance, artificial sweeteners create a gut imbalance and alter your metabolism and how it functions. And then in 2019, vascular disease. So think strokes, heart disease, those types of things where your vascular system, more of the tone of your vascular system and how strong those walls are, is what they're finding is the artificial sweeteners are impacting them. So if you are really struggling with cravings, and especially those sweet things, you feel like I've got to have a sweet beverage all day long, you might want to consider looking at how much you are really taking in of artificial sweeteners. So I hope that's helped, and stay tuned for video 6.